This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron addressed the 14th India-France CEOs Forum in Paris, reaffirming their commitment to strengthening business ties and fostering innovation. In his address, Prime Minister Modi highlighted India's growing attractiveness as a global investment hub, emphasizing its stable policies and recent economic reforms. He spoke about opening up the insurance sector to 100% FDI, allowing private participation in civil nuclear energy, and simplifying tax structures to enhance ease of doing business. The PM invited French companies to explore new investment opportunities in sectors like defense, energy, aviation, space, fintech, and healthcare. He stressed India's leadership in emerging technologies such as AI, semiconductors, quantum computing, and hydrogen energy, urging stronger Indo-French collaboration for mutual growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also addressed the forum, underlining the importance of a global, inclusive approach to AI and innovation. He spoke about strengthening India-France and India-EU cooperation in key areas, diversifying production, and building resilient supply chains. PM Modi met with President of Estonia, Alar Karis, on the sidelines of the AI Action Summit in Paris yesterday. This was the first meeting between the two leaders. PM Modi and President Karis underlined that warm and friendly relations between India and Estonia are based on their shared commitment to democracy, rule of law, and the values of freedom and pluralism. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi also held a meeting with the US Vice President J.D. Vance and his family in Paris. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they discussed various subjects. He also expressed delight over joining them in celebrating the birthday of their son. A parliamentary panel has recommended setting up a mechanism to determine a minimum price for paddy residue, similar to the minimum support price for crops, to discourage stubble burning in winter. In its report tabled in the Rajya Sabha, the Committee on Subordinate Legislation suggested that these benchmark prices should be reviewed and notified annually before the Kharif harvest season. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Lam Research has announced major investment of over 10,000 crore rupees in India. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said it is one more milestone in India's semiconductor journey. He said it is a big vote of confidence in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's semiconductor vision. The Magh Purnima Snana Mahakumbh is underway in Prayagraj today. The Snan holds a great relevance as it marks the end of the special ritual of performing Kalpavas, with the grand festival hosting more than 10 lakh Kalpavasis this year. According to traditions, it is believed that performing Kalpavas on the banks of Sangam in Prayagraj till the Magh Purnima yields the fruits of penance of 1,000 years. Performing Kalpavas in Mahakumbh is considered to be especially fruitful. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the Gaza ceasefire will end if Hamas does not release Israeli hostages by Saturday noon. Earlier, Hamas said on Monday that Israeli ceasefire violations have reached a point where it would no longer hold up its end of the bargain and will delay the release of an upcoming group of Israeli captives indefinitely. Netanyahu said the Israeli military is ready to return to intense fighting until Hamas is finally defeated. Assam is gearing up for an investment and infrastructure summit, Advantage Assam 2.0, which will be held in Guwahati on 25th and 26th of this month. More than 8,000 artists from the Tea Gardens will perform in the Jhumur Binandini program on 24th of February at Sarusajai Stadium in Guwahati. A zonal Jhumur dance workshop started yesterday for 346 artists selected from the three districts of Barak Valley who will participate in this ensemble. The Board of Control for Cricket in India has announced that fast bowler Jasprit Bumrah has been ruled out of the 2025 ICC Champions Trophy due to a lower back injury. The men's selection committee has named Harshit Rana as Bumrah's replacement. Rana has impressed in the ongoing ODI series against England, scalping 4 wickets in his first 2 outings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.